Yeah, that's right. I don't know if it's too calm or anything around here. You know, we're making sure we're trying to get our work in and make sure, you know, we get a jump start on this week.
What were your thoughts when you saw that NFC game unfold, and where were you? Where did you watch it from?
I was back at my house, and I was just kind of watching the game, and you know, it was a hard fought game, and you know, you could tell it was pretty cold, and you know, New York did a great job of finding a way to win.
Your thoughts about now getting to face the Giants again a little more than a month after you faced them in this season?
Yeah, you know, they're a great football team, and they got a lot of confidence going into this game, and they've really kind of come together this past month, and we're definitely going to have our hands full going leading up into this week.
How much do you think that plays into it, confidence? I mean, this is a team that overnight seemed to change the way they play football. Is that a big factor for them today?
Yeah, I think so. You know, confidence is a big thing, and, you know, they're kind of on a roll right now, and you know, we're definitely gonna, you know, have to do a lot of good things out there to keep up with them.
How different is that football team from the one you prepared for last time?
You know, I think, you know, they kind of know it's a one game season at this point, and you know, they've played up to it, and they're playing physical out there, and their special teams has been excellent, and defense played really well, and their offense kind of speaks for itself. So. You know, it's definitely going to be a great matchup for us.
Have you seen reasons for their improvement in the secondary?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, Webster's kind of stepped up for him and has been a great player, and especially going into these playoffs. You know, and then you're going to have Sam Madison, you know, looks like he's going to be healthy. So he's definitely a veteran player who's been around for a long time who could definitely make some plays. And then Ross is no longer a rookie anymore, and you know, we're going to definitely have our hands full with all those guys.
Wes, would you say guys looking forward to playing in warm temperatures? It's been a while since you've been playing in the climate you'll be playing in Arizona.
Yeah, it'll be nice. You know, anytime you get down in some warm weather and stuff, it'll definitely be a change for us. It'll be like how we had it at the beginning of the season. So, you know, it'll be good to get back in those warm climates.
Wes, would you say things got a little chippy the last time you guys played? A couple of late personal fouls in that game. A lot of talk about late hits and pushing after the whistle.
I think that's any game, you know, especially, you know, late in the season like that and going into the playoffs. You know, I think every game's going to be like that. And you know, that may have been maybe amplified a little bit now.
Certainly has been a lot of talk about your quarterback's ankle. Can you imagine a situation in which he would not play in a game of this magnitude?
I don't know. You'll have to ask Tom about anything pertaining to him and his ankle.
How tough is he? Is that one of the underrated things, do you think, Brady?
Yeah, I mean, the guy's, you know, he hadn't missed many games, so, you know, he's done a great job of you know, keeping himself healthy and being ready to play.
How ironic is it that, you know, the team that stood as an obstacle to something historic, you know, for you guys now stands again as an obstacle to a chance for you to make some history in this league?
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. I guess you all look at that stuff probably more than we do, but, you know, we just know it's the next game, and this one really counts, and you know, we just need to make sure that we prepare ourselves and we're ready to go.
Looking back on that game, was there any nervousness because of the situation and the historical significance of it on the team?
I don't think so. You know, I think, you know, we went out there and executed our game plan, and you know, it's going to be the same way. I mean, you know, Super Bowl is definitely going to get your nerves up, and you got to make sure you're able to handle it.
I know that all week they've been making comments about Patriots are a dirty team and specifically singling out Seymour and Matt Light. Have you been aware of those comments?
I have not, no.
How would you respond to a Giants player saying that about your team?
Well, I mean, you know, it's all, you know, it's their opinion about it, and you know, we can only control what we can control, and you know, we're just going to make sure that, you know, we're ready to play come next Sunday.
The Giants have talked about how that last game of the regular season really kind of propelled them with the confidence and everything to the playoffs. What did it do for you guys in terms of that, the way you look at that?
As far as what now? As far as...
Well, I mean, you come out of that game with a healthy respect for them.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're a great football team, and you know, obviously we play, you know, the game could have gone either way. And, you know, we're lucky enough to come away with a win there, And, you know, we're going to have to play really well to be able to do it again.
Considering how they played you, does it make sense to you that they've gone this far?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it doesn't surprise me at all that they're in the position they're in. You know, they were, one of the best football teams we played all year. So it's no surprise to me at all.